This was yesterday's crimson. Facebook settles accusation. Social networking site pays $65 million settlement to Connect You, which was a social networking company founded by some of Mr. Zuckerberg's contemporaries, who then sued him over some intellectual property issues. And California-based legal publication revealed Tuesday that Facebook.com paid $65 million to settle accusations. We knew that there was a settlement, but the amount had not been disclosed. The recorder obtained the information from an inadvertent disclosure in the January newsletter of Quinn, Emanuel, Urquhart, Oliver, and Hedges, the law firm that represented ConnectU until it was fired last spring. And the question is, what exactly did Quinn, Emanuel, Urquhart, Oliver, or Hedges, or their assigns, do to reveal this information? Did they, like, you know, leave a piece of paper lying around, get drunk at a cocktail party and mention it, you know? What did they do? Well, here's what they did. First, let me just show you what the AP did to get the information. They went to this document. Which is a transcript of court proceedings, which, as you can say, was unsealed and redacted by the court. Okay, so this is a court document, but it contains some confidential information that the parties agreed would not be disclosed to the public. So the proceeding itself apparently was not held in open court. It was held under some controlled circumstances. But there we are, the Facebook Inc. plaintiff versus Connect You at all defendants. And there's all, you know, and so it's a, you know, it's a court transcript, and, you know, good morning, very well, you know, and so on and so forth. And this goes on and on and on. And when you get down to, I don't know, this, you know, they countersued each other or something like this. I don't know who started it, but in these cases, as soon as one person starts it, the other person retaliates, party retaliates by doing it. Anyway, you get down to this little section here. Some of them having to do with liabilities of the business that is being required, some of them having to do with the tax consequences on both sides of the transaction, which tax consequences redacted the party. So, Your Honor, for 6 weeks or 2 months, they worked on a merger transaction. So they're sort of talking about how this settlement came about. Okay? So here's what the Associated Press did. Everybody watch closely. They took their PDF reader, whatever it was that they were using for reading PDFs, and they just did a selection, you know, click and drag, copy. They opened up some ordinary text editor, and they did a paste. And like a will, which something might expect in a $65 million transaction. All right. So what was white on the screen here in the PDF, which was redacted, was actually, there was something there. So how did they do that? How did that work? Well, anybody has read Chapter 3, didn't assign it. The beginning of Chapter 3 of Blown to Bits goes through this, which is a mistake that has been made many, many times before, sometimes by places that you would expect would know better, like the communications offices of the U.S. Army or Marine Corps, whatever it was, in the middle of the Iraq War with some actual sensitive military information. But you would not expect it to be done by
a law firm representing Facebook.